You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Wake up, sleeper. How many times does this phrase hit me spiritually and literally when I pray? I hope you're not feeling drowsy in your prayer time today, because our meditation passage is from Ephesians 5, 8 to 14. At the beginning of this chapter, Paul was exhorting the church to walk in love and not to engage in immoral acts and sinful lifestyle. He was telling them that, yes, before they were darkness, living in ways that brought sin and its bad fruit into their lives. But light has come to them. They are now light in the Lord. That meant that the gospel of Jesus has been preached to them and that they have responded to it. You know, this mention of the idea or the image of darkness and light brings several passages to mind. In Isaiah 9, referring to the Messiah who is to come, had this prophecy. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in deep darkness, on them light has shone. In John 1, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Also in Acts 26, when Paul was narrating what Christ has commissioned him to do, it says, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light. All of these seem to present to us the difference of life before encountering God and a life who's now given over to the Lord. So there's actually should be a stark difference. Somehow, this applies to us, those who accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, before we used to indulge in sin or at least did not take sin seriously. But when we encountered Christ, we experienced the light, not only exposing the error of our wicked deeds, but also pointing us to how we're supposed to live. So what does "now you are light in the Lord" mean for us? Paul has three insights to say about that. First is to live as children of light. To live as children of light is to choose a life that bears goodness, righteousness, and truth. So it will be seen in how we act, how we relate to others, even in our choices. That's why the second thing is to find out what pleases the Lord. Somehow the scriptures have revealed to us already what pleases God. So we ought to learn from the scriptures how we can actually do that. As children of light, we are to seek the will of the Lord in big decisions, but more so in our daily life. And third is to expose the fruitless deeds of darkness. This could mean two ways. One is to correct someone or make our brother or sister aware of their sin. And then the other is confessing our own sin to our brethren. One final note. Paul is urging us that being in the light is an active call. We are to be alert and to keep our eyes open continually so that Christ will keep shining on us. Lest spiritual drowsiness overtake us and we won't realize that we're already going back to darkness, moving farther and farther away from the light. So if you feel like you are drowsy or you have been slacking and giving into darkness, let me encourage you, awake, O sleeper, and rise to life. So today and in the days to come, how can you make sure that you are living in the light?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.